Blog Talk Radio.
With the church is this: we feel, but we don't think. The New Testament talks more about how you think than how you feel. I think myself happy, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, whatever is pure, whatever is great, think on these things. I can't think if I'm always trying to feel. That's the problem. I can't think if I'm always trying to feel. And we're always trying to feel our way out.
Wow. You know something? If anybody's still watching, you see some people on here watching. Listen, I want somebody to call in. Call in at 657-383-1471. 657-383-1471. Call in. We want to hear some voices.
Bless you too, Brother Anthony, man. I love you, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yo, man, I'm trying to tell you, and that's what's happening in the church. That's why you're getting so drawn away, because that's why the text says women. No offense to women. That's why the text says women. Mm-hmm. Because women are more in tune with their emotions than men. So once a woman starts feeling something, And they don't have the wherewithal or the discernment to know, okay, listen, I don't care what I feel, I know this ain't right.
Right. You're right. They do have that.
I know this ain't right. But what I feel, I know this joke is the devil.
Yeah.
I've read enough words to know that you can't, and that's the problem. Reading doesn't attach itself to your emotions. The first thing reading does is attach itself to your intellect.
Because
that's why the devil wants you to read the Bible.
No.
He wants you. He wants you to start snoring. He wants you to start snoring.
Yawning.
Fall asleep.
He wants you to run around a church. He wants you to do cartwheels on an aisle. He don't mind you dancing on the one and the five. He don't mind that at all. But he don't want you to do is sit quiet enough to hear the word. Yeah. Because the word does, it hits you in your mind first.
Mm-hmm.
That causes what we like to call cognitive dissonance, but now you got to make a choice.
Because
now my life ain't lining up to what the word is saying. Now I got to make a choice. Am I going to continue this route?
That's right.
Or am I going to pacify and justify my behavior?
That's right. What does it say? Choose ye what?
This is going to serve.
You can't serve two masters.
You can serve something for tomorrow. You can serve something for tomorrow in my life. But choose you the day you're going to serve.
That's right.
Because the reality is this. The word is not going to change.
That's right.
It's never going to. You're the same thing that they read 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan's thing will be the same. Jonathan's thing 50 years from now.
That's right.
It's not going to change. The reality is, are you going to change?
Yes. Listen. And the thing and the importance of this whole thing is it's important that you change while you still can see the sun.
Yeah. When the sun go down, ain't no change.
For real.
You are who you are.
Listen, man, listen. And the thing about it, and that's why you got to fight for your life. You got to fight your way. If you're in a place right now where you are justifying where you are and you know that is not where God wants you to remain, we're praying now that God will even just break that thought,
break that stronghold,
that's on your life, man.
Break that yoke off of your mind.
And think, Pastor Boone, it's the thing. That's why God in the Word He says, like, cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Christ.
What you know
of Christ. Because if you don't cast it out of your mind, it will get in your heart. And once it get in your heart, it's in your whole system.
And God had to do a whole heart transplant to change your heart. Back to the way you should have, back the way it should be.
Come on, man, and that's a hard thing to do. It's not easy, and it's a painful process.
You know what happened is God has to now allow life to break you.
That's right.
He has to allow life to break you, so that to break your heart, so that your heart be palatable for Him to really deal with you.
And you know what, Pastor Boyd, you're right too, because I can recall a few times, you know, I had gotten in trouble, and My pastor, Angie Gibson, as well as my aunt, she came to me and she said, you know what, Corey, sometimes God allows certain things to happen to you to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So it was like with me, I was so glad in the fact that now that I think about it, that I was one of God's chosen, because in the midst of my mess, in the midst of me hanging in the streets, in the midst of me robbing and stealing and polluting and doing all that type of stuff, God still had a cover on me because He still had a work for me to do. And I'm just thankful that in the midst of that I got the opportunity now to be a follower of Christ and to speak of His goodness and to speak of His word. Because God could have let go of me.
Right.
He could have let go of me, but I'm so glad that He kept His covering and kept me safe and kept his whole armor around me and allowed me to get to this point now. So, you know, it's no foolishness in this day for me, folks. I know that I'm not perfect. I know that I have a ways to go. I know that I'm still growing in Christ. But trust me, I'm serious about this walk. And I'm serious about one day when it's all said and done that God will say, you know,
Welcome,
my good and faithful servant.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you like this, and this is something before we go here today, that I believe everyone that's watching this, you are now responsible to be an advocate, to be an ambassador,
amen,
to stand in the gap, to speak up against foolishness. It's important that we don't allow ourselves to be in atmospheres and we see stuff that will hinder someone else's deliverance.
Right.
That will destroy someone else's bridge to safety. That will destroy someone's boat, someone's, you know, safety net,
right,
of life. We have to be a very, very, very strong church representing God to the fullest.
Amen.
The world we're living in now is wicked.
Yes,
and it's not going to do nothing but get even more wicked.
Yes, it is.
It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse and worse. But in the midst of all the chaos, those of us in Christ, God will still give us the ability to function in opposition with a peaceful mind.
Amen.
We don't have to allow the chaos and the turmoil to take us out of our character. We can still represent Him. So let's start holding each other accountable.
Amen.
It's not judging. It's the Spirit that will judge.
Yes.
And we get mad when the Spirit starts judging and we start looking at the individual, because we really don't want to let go of where we at.
We want to face truth.
Yeah, we don't want to face truth.
So I killed a donkey.
Yes.
But tell me to stop going that way.
Yes. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
I'll beat the donkey. The donkey trying to stop me. I'm going to beat that donkey to death.
I'm going to beat him to death.
And that donkey is like, listen, man, all this time I've been serving you, don't you see what you said? Angel never went that road.
That's right.
Like, yo, man, this is a really problem, man. We are responsible gatekeepers.
That's right.
Once you come into the knowledge of the truth. That's why it's important for us that know the truth to allow our obedience to be fulfilled, so that we may be able to correctively and lovingly rebuke those who are walking in error, because we don't want them to stay in error.
Wow.
If I tell you wrong, I'm not telling you wrong for the sake of to embarrass you. I'm telling you wrong because I care about your soul more than I care about the fact whether you won't hate me or not like me anymore.
Amen.
Wow. Yo, Pastor Bull, type in the number 657-383-1471 for someone to call in. I want to hear someone. If Prophet 657-383-1471. Now listen, Pastor Boone is putting the number to call in live on the radio, Dirty Church Radio. Listen, I seen Prophet Kevin Powell. I seen Bishop Oford. I seen a few preachers on here. I don't know if you're still on here. My brother, Minister Aaron Brooks. I see the Warrior, Margot Perry. I see different ones that's on here. Listen, call in. Call in live so we can just hear you. And you can give some words of encouragement because someone may be listening. And something that you can say can help someone. We're trying to get this Dirty Church Radio back to where it was. You know, it was at one time we had close to like 50,000 listeners at one time listening to Dirty Church Radio. It's not just about the listening listeners, but it is a platform for people wherever they are that a word can reach them on their phone. It can reach them in their car, wherever they at. So just call in. Give us a call in. Somebody call in. 657-383-1471. Don't be scared, you know, don't be scared to call in the Dirty Church Radio because it's going to bless someone's life, man. And this discussion tonight, I believe, is really important. It's blessing me to know that at the end of the day, if I'm in foolishness, I need to stop.
Amen. Amen.
If I'm tolerating foolishness.
If I'm I need to stop.
Conformity, silence is conformity.
Come on, man.
When you're silent while stuff is going on, you are conforming to that behavior.
Yes.
Because you tell that behavior, that's okay.
What did David do when he heard Goliath disrespecting God, the God of Israel?
He got Jango on it. Who is this?
Listen.
I'm joking around here like,
come on, man.
That he defied the Lord of hosts.
Like, for real. Come on, man. And my thing is like this, yo. God's been good to us, man.
Yes, he has.
Do you
yes,
know that there are people that have been in our exact situations and no longer here?
Yes, you're right about
that. And guess what? We were no better than them.
No, we wasn't. Some of us were worse.
Worse.
Yes.
I should have every disease.
Come on, man.
That I see someone else testify they got delivered from.
Come on, man.
But by the
grace of God.
I can't judge nobody, Jay. You run by the grace of God, there go I.
And this is what Dirty Church is about, man. A lot of people be like, yo, it's Dirty Church. Listen, at the end of the day, God made us out of the soil. He made us out of the dirt.
Yes.
But guess what he did? He made dirt. Then guess what? He breathed life into us. Then we became a living soul.
Right.
Then he had the nerve to put the church in our heart.
That we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
In earthly vessels.
Yo,
so I am a dirty church. But guess what? No seed grows without dirt.
Wow.
No seed grows without dirt.
Wow.
So we want to make sure at the end of the day that out of the dirt that you make a declare that I am good soil.
Yeah.
And whatever seed drops in my life is going to produce something good that's going to change the atmosphere.
What ground are you?
That's right.
Are you fallow ground?
That's right.
Or are you good ground?
Good ground.
Are you stony ground?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you good ground?
Good ground.
Because the power of that parable that Jesus gave is that the problem with the seed,
mm-hmm.
the problem with the ground.
That's right.
The problem wasn't with the word. The problem was with the ground on which that word fell.
Wow.
So as Hosea said, break up that fallow ground, man. Break it up.
Wow.
Come to me, the Lord. Break up that fallow ground. Break up that stony heart. Because it's time now to meet God.
That's right. And the level of your filth, I don't care the level or deepness of your perversion, will never be greater than God's love.
Right.
God's love is greater than any wrong thing that you ever done.
Yes,
or that you're even getting ready to do right now after you finish listening to this this broadcast.
Wow.
I mean, that's how great his love is. God died on the cross for our sins looking at everything that we were going to do.
Right.
Wow.
But guess what? He still made the choice to love us. Mm-hmm. That's why we're out with, we're without excuse. That's why when we're in a position where we got to forgive, we need to forgive. Because look what God has forgiven for us. Do you know? I'm glad it wasn't on you to forgive me.
That is what Jesus' problem was in the parable with my forgiveness.
That's
the
right.
Man who owed 1,000 wouldn't forgive the person that owed 10.
That's right.
And the king said, how dare you sit here and infringe on this guy that only owed you 10, and he owed me 1,000?
That's
cast
right.
Him back in that, cast him in the other.
That's right.
He paid it.
Cast him out. And that's why it's not good for us to put measurements of sin on people.
Man,
let's get rid of that mentality you look at my sin is worse than yours and your sin is worse. No. At the end of the day, God, he comes the same, and his blood is powerful enough to cleanse me. It's powerful enough to cleanse you.
Yes.
So regardless of where you are without excuse.
Right.
God can save you and deliver you right where you are. But my thing, don't you take another breath and try to say that the foolishness that you're walking in is God's will for your life. And that God is pleased with the foolishness. That God is pleased with you walking in the opposite direction of his will. No, come back. Pull yourself together. Shake those thoughts out of you. Get your life purged. Purge out the darkness out of your heart.
Right.
Let's clean out the skeletons in our closet. And let's not. And I pray right now that any skeleton that is blackmailing you, that is trying to hold you, your life up for ransom, that the fire of God will go inside of that closet and consume everything that is trying to destroy your life. You have destiny, you have purpose, and you have an assignment because someone's ears have already been anointed for your voice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the enemy's job to keep your mouth shut so someone's deliverance won't never happen.
Wow.
So we pray right now that it be broken, that you get up, that you make not no more excuses
praise
about
God.
What you've done.
Praise
yes,
God.
You messed up, you failed, but God says, get up, walk, pick up the assignment, and keep it moving.
Hallelujah.
And that's what we got to do.
Thank you, God.
Let's stop the foolishness. This foolishness must stop.
Yes.
No man on the face of this earth shall get more glory than Christ.
Wow.
If you're in a cult and you're worshiping a person, we pray right now that the chains and the shackles will be broken, that you will no longer be bound, that you will no longer be deceived, and that your ears will bar out any words of error, that your mind won't even receive words of error, that you will only receive the truth of God's word.
Yes, and a liar has to die.
That's right.
Isaiah said, the year King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. Well, if you don't know, Uzziah was actually Isaiah's cousin. So he revered, he respected King Uzziah. But when Uzziah had to die for him to really see the Lord.
Wow.
Because sometimes good people who mean well,
mm-hmm.
because you made a God out of them, had to leave your life just so you see God for yourself.
Wow. Listen, this is powerful, man. This is Dirty Church Radio, Unrestricted Conversations. I wanted to get some of you to call in, 657-383-1471. I really wanted to hear something from you because someone's life can be dependent on your voice right now to say something. They just might need to just hear your voice, hear a quick testimony. And that's what this is about. We need each other. We need to cover each other.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have this mentality where everybody's hating on me and God gonna get y'all because, listen, ain't nobody got a monopoly on the anointing. Ain't nobody has a monopoly on God. There's enough of God for all of us. And God has an assignment for you. He got one for me and he got one for you and for y'all out there. So there's no more excuses. Let's start being the church that God called us to be. Let's start representing him the way he should be represented.
Right.
Let's stop making excuses. Let's embrace God to the fullest and truly be the witnesses that he's calling us to. So I don't care what family you was raised in, what type of house you say it was broken. God comes. He can make you live and put those pieces back together and build you something so powerful that the platform that you're standing on is on such an epic level that people will see you up in the hills, and you will be the light of the world that God has created us to be. We are to shine the light. We are to be that light that people can see their way from darkness. So no more excuses. Pastor Boone, this foolishness must stop. It must stop. If it's us, it must stop.
Right.
If it's you, it must stop. And let's stop disrespecting God, and let's put some respect on his name. Through our actions, through our character, through our praise, our worship, and our faith. Let's be the ambassadors for Christ that we were called to be.
Amen.
So we'll just have last words here on Dirty Church Radio, Unrestricted Conversations. The topic for tonight was this foolishness must stop. What is your foolishness? What have you been allowing in your life that's keeping you from being closer to God? What deception have you embraced? What words of error have become your reality? Tonight is the night that is destroyed, that you take not another breath living in foolishness, but that you embrace the kingdom mindset that God has called us to, because we are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people. A holy nation. We are the children of God, and we shall represent him the way he needs to be represented. I'm Elder J. Miller, Pastor Boone.
Hey, you know, what did he say? He's doing it. Definitely going to stop.
He ran that ring every broadcast we were having, and he been pontificating so eloquently with that ring all night long. I ain't even saying nothing about it. That food's gonna stop.
Okay.
Because, I mean, even all like you just said, like you in the words, and like, yeah, really? Like really? You got that same right hand? Like,
wow. Well, my brothers, man, I really appreciate y'all, man,
man.
Being on here tonight, man. My brother Yellow, Pastor Boone.
Amen.
Listen, this is Dirty Church Radio. You can catch us on here every Sunday night at 8:00. Unrestricted Conversations, man. There's some of you that have been watching. I want to bring y'all on here. Things are going to change. The whole setting and all that stuff going to be changing here on Dirty Church Radio.
Amen.
We're going to go to a whole nother level with this thing. But also, this week also, at Word Alive Center,
Global
United Fellowship, it starts the 18th, which is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's going to be a mighty move of God.
Got noonday services throughout the whole entire week.
Throughout the week, man.
3 days,
registration is $25 for the day services. The night services are open to anyone. But if you want to go to the different things, they'll be feeding you. It'll be food and everything. It's going to be an awesome time, man. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss this.
Got Bishop Eric Gorn coming on Thursday night. Our metropolitan bishop.
That's right.
Bishop Reeves gonna be there on Friday. Bishop Eric gonna be on Thursday.
Uh huh.
Bishop Reeves gonna be there on Friday, and our very own apostle D.C. Thomas
Saturday.
He's gonna be on Saturday.
There's preachers throughout the day too.
Yeah, throughout the day we got Bishop Brinson.
Yes.
We got
Bishop Randall.
Yeah, yeah. Bishop Randall gonna be there. We got new voices. At 12 noon on Saturday, our very own
Alicia Poole.
Alexandra
Poole.
She's gonna be there. She can give a word. Like, yo, it's gonna be bananas, man.
It's gonna be crazy. 29 West Front Street, Trenton, New Jersey, Word Alive Center.
Yeah.
This week, October 18th, 19th, and 20th. It's gonna be a powerful move of God.
Right.
You do not want to miss this thing.
Awesome.
Bishop Neil C. Ellis. is presiding prelate of the Global United Fellowship. It's an awesome time. And the thing that about this, during this whole week, all over the world, from the 18th through the 20th, services are happening all over the world.
With one sound.
With one sound. So we're representing the Northeast, which is New Jersey, Delaware. Pennsylvania, and Delaware. So come out. It's going to be a powerful move. And don't forget, October 26th, Dirty Church Radio presents The Purge 2018.
Oh,
it's going to be a powerful move. It's from 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. in the morning, 12 hours.
Amen.
It's going to be a powerful move, man. So listen, this is Elder J. Miller. I love you all. This is Dirty Church Radio, Unrestricted Conversations. Thank you for tuning in. Until next Sunday night, God bless you
all. God bless you all.
I love you. Peace. We out of here. We out of here.
That's good stuff, man. You got to wear a ring. Do we have to that become really, really a sort of offense?
No.
And you're going to keep wearing it, aren't you? I know you are. Because you really have no kind of like, no kind of food.
God bless everyone. This is Elder J. Willett, the host of Dirty Church.
No. We want a day, man.
Don't forget, October 26th, Dirty Church Radio presents The Purge 2018. It's going to be a powerful move. It's from 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. in the morning, 12 hours.
Amen.
It's going to be a powerful move, man. So listen, this is Elder J. Miller. I love you all. This is Dirty Church Radio, Unrestricted Conversations. Thank you for tuning in. Until next Sunday night, God bless you all.
Bless you all.
I love you. Peace. We out of here. We out of here.
So we had 129 views.
I heard some of the players that was back last week for Turk, but they still beat me. I mean, you can't. Brady is just different, man.
But see, that's what made our win in the Super Bowl against them so epic, because we went half and half.
No, they just bit Malcolm Butler, man.
Come on, man.
They're supposed to beat up on this. And their run defense is next to almost last in the league.
Actually, they're ranked top in the league in yards allowed. And we just put all like 40 yards of total offense.
Y'all did what y'all had to do.
We got the Washington next. That was a good game.
Did Washington win today?
Washington win today. They beat the Panthers.
Man.
They're 3-2. Man. We're 3-3. Y'all 3-3.
Man.
And if we beat them, we'll be 3-3. We'll be 4-3, and they'll be 3-3. And then you got to play the Jaguars on Monday. The Jaguars
are going to go in. Yeah, you can't. I'm going to tell you, you can't go in there and underestimate nobody.
Nah.
How you get beat.
Yeah.
You got to play everybody like it's the last time.
The funny thing is, our home record is better than our road record. When times passed, it was the opposite.
What's going on, bro?
This is Elder Jake Miller, the host of Dirty Church Radio. This is Unrestricted Conversations, along with my brother, Pastor Sherman Boone, my big brother, Deacon C. Miller, is here in the building with me tonight at the crib, and we are here yet again. God is good, man. He's worthy to be praised. He's just in this room alone, the testimonies in itself is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Just what God has brought us all through. But before we get started, before we go any further into tonight's topic, before we go any further, I'm really happy to have my brother here with me tonight. Apostle, God bless you. Brother Pastor Boone. But before we go there, you know, I always like to set the mood because, you know, I love that old church. I love that atmosphere it brings.